Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Nell Merlino is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Nell Merlino is not a regular person. She's a force, and a force to be reckoned with. And many people have figured that out, including me, and we just do her bidding. Whatever she says, we just do it. Because Nell Merlino, folks, has done so much over the last 10 years or so since I've known her, to help women in the marketplace, help women entrepreneurs, her Count Me In program, her Make Mine a Million program, now her Women's Veterans Entrepreneurship Corps is a brand new initiative. And she really does, when you hear people talk about loving entrepreneurs, Nell doesn't just love entrepreneurs. She does something to help them, and she does it all the time. She's our good friend. Nell Merlino, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. I tell you, I gotta work every day to live up to your introduction.
Well, it's all true now, and I'm really proud of the hard work you've done and all the people. I mean, when I think about the women, the smiles on how many women's faces that you put with your Count Me In, with your Make Mine a Million program, and now what you're doing with the women's veterans is really impressive. Give us a little bit of a report on how Count Me In and the other programs are going these days.
Count Me In is going great, and all of those programs come under the Count Me In umbrella. So
right.
Any of the ones we're talking about this morning, women or men who love women who are in business can find on the Count Me In website.
Right.
Things are going great. We are setting up for this year we have a fascinating program even in early April with a wonderful woman who runs a company. She's a supporter of Count Me In. Her name is Ariella Bach, and she is the largest female supplier to Walmart, and she is inviting 20 women in from the Count Me In community who have products, you know, and they want to sell in
places,
you know, big box stores. She's inviting them in with some of her other friends who have big businesses to help them understand how you really pursue and
how you
get.
How you pursue and get these
store.
Big companies, get their business without being eaten alive.
Well, exactly, because they've been through it.
Because those big box companies will eat you alive.
They can, but she knows enough people who've done it.
Yeah.
She built her company from scratch. And so that's something we're doing in April. So that's very exciting. So there'll be women there from some of our Make Mine a Million winners. One woman get a contract.
Okay, so
this
is just a venue that she's creating on her own?
She's creating it with us. She actually gave money to Count Me In, and we created this program to help women.
But this is a closed meeting. Those people have been chosen. And
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. Yes, it is. But this is the first one.
Right.
And depending on how it goes, we'll be doing more of those.
Right.
And then we are doing programs in Los Angeles.
I'm assuming that in part of that she's going to explain, okay, if you're going to go after this kind of business, not only here are the rules, but here is the capital requirements that you're going to have to keep up the pace.
Absolutely. That's what she talks about. She describes what she knew she had to have, and
right.
She talks about being ready to do this kind of business.
Because this is a real...
How much money do you have to be ready?
This is a big issue for all entrepreneurs, but for some reason, the research that I've been reporting on with women who do, you know, things similar to what you're doing, helping women find capital, this is an especially tough issue for women. Not just finding the capital, but women actually being aggressive to go after the capital.
Yes, I think both is true. And what I love about Ariella is that she understood that early enough in her business that it was capitalized properly. And so she's an exciting new force that we're working with.
I would like for you to introduce us to her because I would like.
I will.
I'd like to have her on my show.
The first time I met her, what she talked about more than anything was how to plan for the worst.
Because
you know me, I'm a big optimist,
right.
And I'm always planning, you know, for the best. And I listened to her, and I thought, of course, because if you've thought through the absolute worst that can happen, then you're ready for it, and you have your alternatives ready. So I've learned a lot.
Here's what I call that: no surprises strategy.
Yeah.
I don't like surprises. And if you'll do what's her name again?
Ariella.
If you'll do what Ariella is doing, you'll have fewer surprises. Surprises are for birthdays now, right?
Right. They are.
Not for business. Even now, if it's a good surprise, I'm not even happy if I get a good surprise because it's still a surprise, and I should have seen that coming.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you're absolutely right. So that is you're absolutely right. It's a closed event, but we will be reporting on it.
Good.
So, you know, hopefully it will become
When is that going to happen?
That's April 8th.
Okay. So I need to get a report.
In fact,
I need you to come back or somebody, but I also would like to meet Ariella, and we'll get her to come on the show and tell us about what happened.
She would really enjoy that. Right. She has just beautiful, beautiful advice.
Count on that. All right.
Okay. And then we started a program last year with the Sam's Club Giving program called Urban Rebound. It's focused in major cities across the country, and we are doing that again starting in Los Angeles in June, and that is for women who are at $50,000 or more in revenue, but between $50,000, we're helping women get to $250,000. Because we found doing our Make Mine a Million program that there were many women who came.
They just get stuck.
They wanted to get going, but they didn't know that they could make it to a million right away. So we have this wonderful step for them to get to $250,000.
Crawl, walk, run.
Yeah, exactly. And have great stories coming out of there. I mean, we have a young woman who came through the program last year named Norma Rabko, who has made a pen for anybody who does crafts, who puts, crystals on jeans.
One of my favorite pastimes. I do that all the time.
Yeah, I bet you do, but I bet you plenty of your listeners do. But she's made a pen. She wants to be the Latina Martha Stewart.
You're talking about like a pen you put on your jacket or a writing pen.
A pen, like a writing pen.
Oh, okay.
But you click the top and it punches out the crystals so that you don't have to be picking up with a tweezer and putting them with glue.
Oh,
it's so smart. Something
that's
that took you 2 hours to do now takes you 20 minutes.
That's handy.
Oh yes,
she's an inventor.
She is.
Yeah.
She came through that program in Los Angeles.
Let me ask you quickly. Are you helping them get the capital to grow or with the marketing strategy? Or what are you helping them with?
We help them understand their vision.
Yeah.
We help them get ready to go get money.
Right.
We don't give it. We don't make the money available ourselves. But we have found there's so much money
out there. They just need the tools and the gumption. As my mother would have said, they need some gumption.
Hold on to that.
Now, folks, when we come back, Nell is helping women veterans get their entrepreneurial world going. We'll talk about that after these.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.